This right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time?
Yes!
Miller Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta. There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
All right, ready to roll here on the Golf Preview Podcast on Pregames Network. I'm your host, Will Doctor, and we are on to week 11 as the PGA Tour moves to the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass. This will be the 50th year anniversary of the Players, with the last 42 of them being played at Sawgrass. I absolutely love that the Players will host a full 144-man field this week. You know, 70-man fields are not enough. The Tour made a big mistake cutting down fields for the signature events this year, but that's a subject for another time. This week, you have a 144-man field with a 36-hole cut. I've said for a long time, and most would agree, that the Pete Dye design in TPC Sawgrass is the toughest stop on the PGA Tour. The numbers would tell you that this is the 11th toughest course on tour. That's probably accurate, as I haven't played every stop on the PGA Tour, but when you look at the way Sawgrass sets this course up during tournament time, it is a course that is an absolute nightmare to navigate if you do not have your A game, because you have 16 holes at Sawgrass that feature water, along with 92 bunkers on the property. There are bailout areas at TPC Sawgrass, but they are more built for players like you and me who don't mind if we have a bogey on the card. The scoring that the best players in the world will have to do this week requires a ton of risky golf shots that require you to hug corners of hazards, and golf shots with a ton of strategy behind it. TPC Sawgrass is not a long golf course by total distance, but when you think about how many holes are on this course where players have to lay back off the tee for positional purposes, it is really not a short golf course. I know by distance, it's the 15th shortest course on tour, but it does not play that way with how positional and target oriented you have to be. You have dog legs that run out at 230 yards, which require forced layups. You have bunkers all over the place. And once you get to the green, the work is far from finished, because the greens are the speed of marble floors and have undulating sections like a PGA championship would. So credit to Pete Dye. Yes, this is a tough golf course that is grueling for players, but for the viewer, it's one of the best on the schedule, especially if you're in Ponte Vedra this week and you're able to go walk down 16, 17, and 18 at Sawgrass. Those three holes, the par 5 16th, the famous island green at the par 3 17th, and the par 4 18th, is on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest three-hole stretches in golf. The par 5 16th, only 523 yards, is one that is reachable in two, but not without water and play all along the right side of that green. I don't need to explain the juice that comes with the 17th at Sawgrass. At only 135 to 140 yards, this is a hole that defines the visual fears of golf. If you gave a PGA Tour member a regular 135-yard golf shot to hit, he would hit the green every time with respectable proximity to the hole. But not on the 17th at Sawgrass. It's only a 135-yard golf shot, yet the 17th at TPC Sawgrass averages 49.15 water balls per year. You would think that at 135 yards, you would see, you know, four or five hole-in-ones per year. But think again, because last year was the first year with multiple aces on the 17th. You had Hayden Buckley, Aaron Rye, and Alex Smalley, made an ace on 17 last year. But, you know, we always have 17 to look forward to. It's part of the playoff rotation. It's always a hole that creates great excitement. And then don't sleep on the 18th, because it is a par four where you have to step up and hit a solid tee shot. You have water on the left, trees guarding the bailout on the right. Typically, you see guys flare their tee shots outright. They get blocked up under the tree, and they try to hit this little punch and run that gets swallowed up by the right to left undulation running up the 18th fairway. And I would say over 80% of those punch shots you'll see go up the 18th hole on the approach will end up in the water. You have to hit the fairway on the 18th hole. So the bottom line is this is a very entertaining tournament as far as the golf course is concerned. You know, everyone calls it the fifth major. Now let's get into the players and the picks. All right, so today we will discuss the top five favorites on the odds boards. We will do two matchups and two picks to place. Then I'll give you two outright winners and a sleeper, and then we will wrap things up with two lineups, a scoring prediction, a first-round leader, and a best bet. Let's start with Scottie Scheffler at plus 600 on BetOnline. And Scottie finally had himself a good week on the greens at Bay Hill, which equated to none other than a seventh win on the PGA Tour, and it was his second victory at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in the last 3 years. And world number one Scheffler put on a ball striking clinic like we've seen him do every time he's played over the last 2 years. And his putter finally came along for the ride as he made 16 of 16 putts inside 15 feet on Sunday. He won Bay Hill last week by 5 strokes. And interestingly enough, Scheffler won the Players last year by a 5-shot margin as well. So he has a chance to do something special this week because the last player to win a tournament 1 week and successfully defend a title the next was Tiger Woods in 2007. Tiger won the PGA Championship at Southern Hills and then turned around a week later and defended his title to WGC Bridgestone at Firestone, and credit that stat to PGAtour.com. So Scheffler this week is trying to do something that hasn't been done in 17 years. My advice as far as betting on Scheffler this week echoes the same as last week. I won't have plus 600 for Scheffler to win on my card because my pre-week guess was plus 700, but I won't have any argument with you if you took Scheffler to win this week. It's the only ticket that's worth anything on Scheffler as he's a minus 200 favorite or more in all of his matchups. So once again, Scheffler is not on my card, but if he's on yours, it's that outright number at plus 600 or pass. We're on to Rory McIlroy at 16-1 on BetOnline or MGM. I am out on Rory this week after his 21st place finish at Bay Hill last week, and I'm out on world number two for a couple reasons. Number one, Rory's iron play has not been good through 14 rounds played so far this year after losing shots with his irons in two of his last four events. He's 152nd on the PGA Tour right now in strokes gained approach. So number one is his irons. Number two is his putting has not saved his choppy iron plays. He's 129th on tour in putting rolling into this week. And number three, Rory has been non-existent at the Players over the last 4 years. His best finish since his win here in 2019 is a tie for 33rd. And he missed the cut at Sawgrass in 2021 and last year. He may be a past champion here, but as far as the last 4 years and as far as the last 4 weeks are concerned, Rory's game will not be up to the test this week, and I'm out on him at 16-1. And we didn't even talk about the number for Rory. I had Rory at 33-1 when I guessed the odds this week. So to see him open at 16-1 was an even bigger reason why I'm out on Rory this week. We're on to Xander Schauffele at 22-1, and you can find 22-1 at Bet365, William Hill, BetOnline, or BetMGM. And while I do believe that 22-1 is around the correct number for Xander, he has just never been able to put it all together at Sawgrass. He did have the fourth place finish in his Players debut back in 2018. But since then, you know, he's missed three cuts and has only recorded one top 20 finish at the Players. Listen, Xander has been good this season. I had him to win last week at Bay Hill. He finished 25th, and it would have been a lot better had he not posted a third round 76. And when you start to look at all of Xander's top 25 finishes and why he can't make the leap to the winner's circle, kind of like Patrick Cantlay, there always seems to be one round where Xander loses an unwarranted amount of ground to the field. A non-data-driven me would say that Xander sometimes appears as if he doesn't want it, he doesn't ever get fired up, and he doesn't show much emotion on the golf course. But a pro-data-driven take would see two numbers that really stand out when it comes to searching for the reason Xander is struggling. The two numbers that stick out to me are the fact that Xander's 102nd on tour in driving accuracy and 126th on the PGA Tour in putting. I will not take someone with those driving and putting numbers at Sawgrass. And if you need even more of a reason, it's really not like Xander's making up for it with the irons as he clocks in at 40th in strokes gained approach on the PGA Tour going into this week. So yes, Xander has a handful of top five finishes this year, but I do not like his game right now enough to think that he's going to be in the mix at TPC Sawgrass. So we're out on Xander Schauffele this week. We're on to 15-time PGA Tour winner and Justin Thomas at 25-1 on BetOnline. And I'm going to ignore the 25-1 number for just a second to let you know that Justin Thomas has really made outstanding progress in his golf game through five starts this season. He sits at 21st on the FedEx Cup standings after only finishing worse than 12th once through his first five starts of the season. And I have not been on the winning end of JT's success as I had him in a matchup over Xander Schauffele at Riviera, and JT ended up missing the cut there. But other than Riv, JT has definitely been on a nice upward trend that continued last week as he finished 12th at Bay Hill. His stats look fairly sharp, tee ball good, iron play solid, but he is 136th on the PGA Tour in putting, and that's a big problem for JT. He has not putted well over the last 2 years at Sawgrass, which led to no finish better than 33rd. And problem number two is JT's number at 25-1. My guess for JT at the start of this week was 42-1. I thought he was going to open more at 42-1 and maybe as less as 35-1. And I have no understanding of why he would be favored over Victor Hovland. Hovland's finished 9th and 3rd here the last 2 years. I understand JT won the Players in 2021 and he's playing very well at the moment, but I need a win to come before we see him drop below that 30-1 outright number. Once again, I am not on Justin Thomas. I will have him in a matchup. I will have JT over Rory McIlroy at plus 106 on Pinnacle Sportsbook, but I am out as far as the outright number is concerned on Justin Thomas. And that brings me to Victor Hovland at 28-1 on BetOnline. Now, just to throw in some perspective on what I said a few minutes ago about the fact that it is crazy that Justin Thomas is favored over Victor Hovland, I say that it's crazy because Hovland is number 4 in the world right now. He's the reigning FedEx Cup champion, and he's proven over the last 2 years that he can be a force at TPC Sawgrass. And in the last 12 months, Hovland has won the Memorial, he won the BMW Championship, and he won the Tour Championship. JT, on the other hand, while I respect and I have a lot of confidence in him in his game here over the next couple of years, he's in the middle of this comeback where it looks like we're going to see the old Justin Thomas return, but we aren't quite sure yet. So that is where I still find it insane that JT would be favored over Victor. But that said, after Hovland's 36th place finish at the Arnold Palmer, he has now approached four tournaments in a row where he's lost shots with the chipping since firing short game guru Joseph Mayo. I tried to not make it a huge deal after the Century and after Pebble and after Riviera, but it's clear that Hovland's short game is headed in the wrong direction again after he can Joe Mayo. And Joe Mayo, extremely good coach who really brought Hovland's game to the top of the world. So I'm totally out on Victor Hovland this week. You can't have a sketchy short game around Sawgrass. We hit Hovland's matchup last week as we took him over Colin Morikawa. Hovland shot 2 over for 4 rounds and Morikawa missed the cut. But for this week, we are totally out on Victor Hovland. On to the last favorite on the odds board. It's Colin Morikawa at 30-1 on FanDuel, BetOnline, and Bovada. And I'm totally out on Morikawa as well this week. He has not done much since his fifth place finish at the beginning of the year in Hawaii. 14th at Pebble and 19th at Riviera was decent, but his game was non-existent as we forecasted at Bay Hill. Morikawa right now, 88th in strokes gained off the tee and 135th in putting. That will not cut it this week at TPC Sawgrass, a course where Mori has had minimal success over the years. We never like Morikawa on the Bermuda conditions we see on the East Coast. So I am out on Colin Morikawa at 30 to 1.
I'm RJ Bell, and I'm going to give you some straight talk. Now, there's two types of people that try to be healthy. One is the fanatics. They're the types that show up in Vegas and they got a water bottle and they got like celery chopped up. And let's forget about them because I'm nothing like them. And you know what? I know a lot of them love AG1, but I'm not speaking to them. You guys got it covered. You know AG1's good. I'm talking about the people who try, but they're not perfect with it. And to me, that's what makes AG1 perfect, is you can have a big dinner and maybe eat a little too much, maybe have that glass of wine or that beer. You're not feeling great. Next morning, you have the AG1, and all of a sudden, you're back feeling good. And to me, if you can have that as your home base in a way, that center, that equator, that center that you can return to at any time with just a nice drink and feel healthy, well, I love it. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/RJBell. That's drinkag1.com/RJBell. Check it out. DraftKings, the leader in fantasy sports, just dropped a brand new fantasy app, Pick 6. Now, what's different about this thing? I was never a big fantasy guy. You know why? Is I always worried, you know, who's on the other side? Who am I playing against? With Pick 6, you're not going against another player or players. You're going against the bookmaker. You're going against the number that they put up. So all you got to do is pick between 2 and 6 NFL players and choose if they're going to have more or less of the stat that interests you. Download DraftKings Pick 6 app now and sign up with code RJ. That's code RJ. Only at DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Valid only in states where DraftKings Pick 6 operates. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, please visit dkng.com/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com.
All right, let's get to the matchups as far as the players is concerned. I already gave you matchup number one, which is Justin Thomas over Rory McIlroy at +106 on Pinnacle. Matchup number two is going to be Will Zalatoris over Patrick Cantlay at -105 on BetOnline. Now, I know the greens, have been tough on Zal at Sawgrass over the last several years, but I have a ton of confidence in world number 29 after what he's done over his last three starts. Zalatoris went 13th at the Farmers at Torrey Pines. He did second at Riviera for the Genesis, and then he came in fourth at Bay Hill last week. He's 10th in the FedEx Cup standings rolling into this week, and we know how Will Zalatoris responds to playing extremely tough golf courses as he has already accumulated 6 top 10s in major championships at just 27 years old. And when it comes to the question of what about his putting in the past at Sawgrass, the answer is to look at his last four events, and those stats will show you that he's rolling it well above average on the green. So we'll take one of the best ball strikers on tour in Will Zalatoris over Patrick Cantlay, who is coming off a 36th place finish at Bay Hill. And Cantlay is a number of things. Cantlay is number one. He's not coming into the players with any momentum, as he's been shaky with the tee ball and shaky with the wedges over the last 4 years. And number two, Cantlay has lost shots on the greens in 3 of his 6 starts at TPC Sawgrass. He cannot get the putts to fall here. So matchup number two is going to be Will Zalatoris over Patrick Cantlay at -105 on BetOnline. We are on to the picks to place for the players. Picks to place number one is going to be Ludvig Åberg, top 20 at +175 on BetOnline. And Åberg recorded his fourth top 25 finish in a row last week at Bay Hill. This is a 24-year-old second-year PGA Tour member out of Sweden who has just been phenomenal since he left Texas Tech last spring. He has already won on the PGA Tour. That came in the fall at Sea Island. And he's already won on the European Tour, as that came in September at the European Masters. Oberg is a 24-year-old with a 40-year-old mind screwed on his head, and I believe that we will see him as an immediate factor on the biggest stages of the game, and the players is 100% one of them, as it's considered the fifth major. You look at Oberg's game, and you know he can shape the ball however he wants to. His work around the greens is rock solid, and he picked up shots on the greens in each of his last four events. So rolling it incredibly well right now. Picked to place number one is Ludvig Oberg to top 20 at plus 175 on Bet Online. Picked to place number two is going to be Tom Hoagie to top 20 at plus 275 on Bet Online. And I like the Fort Worth native Hoagie this week, first and foremost, because he's number one on the PGA Tour in strokes gained approach. He has the best iron play on tour by a mile. And that has been shown at Sawgrass over the last 3 years: 22nd in 2021, 33rd in 2022, and then third place last year at Sawgrass for Hoagie. And he is not someone we have discussed a ton over the last year, but he comes into Ponte Vedra this week off four top 20s in his last five starts. And he's done all of this at very elite golf courses: sixth at Pebble, 17th at TPC Scottsdale, eighth at Riviera, and then 12th last week at Bay Hill. Sometimes it's the putting we worry about with Hoagie, but being that he comes to Bay Hill having gained strokes on the greens in six of his last seven starts, I have no doubt that he will bring his full game to the table at TPC Sawgrass. So pick to place number two will be Tom Hoagie to top 20 at plus 275 on Bet Online. Okay, we're on to the outright winners for the players. Outright winner number one is going to be Max Homa at 28-1 on MGM or Bet Online. And Homa comes into Sawgrass having finished 16th and 8th over his last two starts. I was very pleased the way he handled the Bermuda surfaces at Bay Hill, and I thought it was a perfect prep week for Homa heading into the players, where he's finished 13th and 6th over his last two starts at Sawgrass. There are questions around Homa's driving numbers rolling into this week: 137th on tour in driving accuracy. But I like Homa's game when he's pulling different clubs off the tee, and I think that will be his strategy all week. A ton of three woods, a ton of driving irons, a ton of hybrids off the tee at TPC Sawgrass. We talked at the beginning of the year. Homa is a six-time PGA Tour winner at 33 years old. He's knocked off some huge wins at Quail Hollow and at Torrey Pines and Riviera, but he's never gotten that standout victory that is in the same conversation as a major championship. And I see Sawgrass as a place where that can come true for Homa. So outright winner number one for this week is going to be Max Homa at 28-1 on BetMGM or BetOnline. Outright winner number two is going to be the Irishman Shane Lowry at 45-1 on BetOnline. And quietly, Shane Lowry is one of the best informed golfers on the planet right now. After back-to-back top five finishes in Palm Beach and in Bay Hill, Lowry is back up to number 37 in the world. He put on absolute clinics from tee to green at PGA National in Bay Hill. People forget Shane Lowry is a major champion. He won the Open back in 2019, and there are a few people in this field who know how to close out a big tournament like he does. You look at the numbers, Lowry is 11th in strokes gained tee to green. He's 5th in approach and 15th on tour in putting average. His game is clicking on all cylinders like no other player I see on the PGA Tour right now. So maybe besides Scheffler. But for the second outright winner of the players, it's going to be Shane Lowry at 45-1 on BetOnline. We are on to the one sleeper for the week. It's going to be Adam Hadwin to top 20 at plus 333 on Bet365. And Hadwin's success has really come in flashes this year. Second at the Shriners, sixth at La Quinta, miscut in Phoenix, fourth at Riviera, and then 52nd last week at Bay Hill. Obviously, Sawgrass is a much different design than Bay Hill. Sawgrass requires a lot more strategy and thinking with every shot. And that's the exact type of player that Hadwin is, which is why we've seen him finish top 15 at the players over the last 2 years. We know that Hadwin is eager to get back in the winner's circle. He has not won since the 2017 Valspar there in Tampa, and he lost in a playoff to Ricky Fowler last year in Detroit. So I'm not saying that Hadwin's, the Canadian Hadwin is going to be in the final group on Sunday, but I love Adam Hadwin as a top 20 sleeper pick for this week. So the player's dark horse is going to be Adam Hadwin to top 20 at +333 on Bet365. All right, people, a break from the golf to tell you about what we have going on over at pregame.com. Go to pregame.com, purchase some picks. You have MLB about to be underway, college basketball, NBA, obviously heading towards the postseason. Get on pregame.com, purchase some picks. Use my coupon code CHIP20. Once again, that is CHIP20 for 20% off listeners of this golf podcast only, including the early bird MLB season access through the World Series for discounted subscriptions. Once again, that is CHIP20. That's CHIP20 for 20% off everything at pregame.com for listeners of this golf podcast only. Okay, back to the golf.
Four.
All right.
Ball out. Ball out.
All right, let's do a couple lineups here. We'll end it off after lineups with a scoring prediction, first round leader, and a best bet. We start with the Yahoo six-man lineup with a $200 budget. Jason Day will be number one at $39. Day, he finished 19th at Sawgrass last year. He comes into Ponte Vedra off two top tens in the last two starts. And this is a tournament that Day 100% has circled on his calendar. A Players' Championship win would go great with the solo PGA Championship. And Jason Day will be number one on our lineup. Number two will be Russell Henley at $35. Henley is coming off a fourth place finish at Arnie's Place. And when you talk about some of the great strategic golfers of the game, it's very tough to leave 34-year-old Russell Henley out of that conversation. He's got two top five finishes through five starts this season, and he's recorded top 20 finishes at Sawgrass in each of the last 2 years. So Russell Henley will be number two at $35. Number three will be Will Zalatoris at $34. We discussed Willie Z in the matchups. Number four will be our second outright winner in Shane Lowry at $29. Number five will be Cam Davis. Cam Davis, he's an Aussie, a younger guy. He finished ninth at the Players last year and comes into Sawgrass off an 18th place finish at Arnie's Place. So Cam Davis will be number five. And then in the caboose at number six will be Cashmere Keith Mitchell at $25 as he enters the Players off three top 20 finishes in a row, including a ninth place finish at PGA National. So just to review the Yahoo lineup, it'll be Jason Day at number one. It'll be Russell Henley at number two. Will Zalatoris will be our third guy at $34. Number four will be our second outright winner in Shane Lowry. Number five will be Cam Davis. And number six will be Keith Mitchell. As far as the PGAtour.com lineup is concerned, we need four players, we need two bench players, and you can only pick a player three times over the course of a season. So number one, we will use Jason Day for the first time this year. Number two will be Russell Henley. He's also a first-timer as far as our PGA Tour lineup is concerned. Number three will be Shane Lowry. Number four will be Max Homa, who, like the others, we will use for the first time this season. And then on our bench for the PGAtour.com lineup, I'm using Keith Mitchell and Cam Davis. So as far as the PGAtour.com lineup, it's Jason Day, Russell Henley, Shane Lowry, Max Homa, and then our two bench players are Keith Mitchell and Cam Davis. As far as the scoring prediction is concerned, the weather looks absolutely perfect in Ponte Vedra all week. The winning score has been somewhere between 11 under and 18 under over the last 5 years. Of course, you have the exceptional blowout like last year where Scheffler won with 17 under par, and Tyrrell Hatton took second 5 shots back at 12 under. But for this week, the winning score for Max Homa or Shane Lowry will be 14 under par. As far as our first round leader is concerned, I'm sticking with the hot hand. It's Shane Lowry at 50 to 1 on DraftKings. We haven't seen many players play better than him over the last 2 weeks. And I think he comes out firing in the first round. So for the FRL, it will be Shane Lowry at 50 to 1 on DraftKings. And then for the best bet for the Players, it's going to be Jason Day to top 20 at +230 on Caesars. I like the trusty vet in the best bet position. Jason Day is a 13-time PGA Tour winner that really only uses his energy to gear up for the big events at 36 years old. And we've seen that this year with his sixth place finish at Pebble and his ninth place finish at Riviera. The Players is a tournament that the Aussie always has circled on his calendar. He had consecutive top 10 finishes here in 2018 and 2019. And I think he's mirroring that same form this year that he showed back in the late 2010. So for the best bet, it's going to be Jason Day to top 20 at plus 230 on Caesars Sportsbook. That'll conclude things here for the Golf Preview Podcast on Pregames Network. Next Tuesday, we will preview the Valspar Championship in Tampa before the PGA Tour concludes the Florida swing and heads into the Texas swing here for the Houston Open and San Antonio Open before the Masters. So we will talk next Tuesday. I'm your host, Will Doctor. You can find me on X at DRMedia59. Have a good week.